Welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're tackling something pretty technical, something that definitely keeps CFOs and CIOs, up at night. It's that mandatory, often painful migration off legacy SAP systems.
Yeah, it's a big one.
Our mission here is to maybe short circuit your research a bit on moving from classic FI, that's the old standard, to the flexible general ledger or FlexGL.
Which is, well, a really critical step if you're heading towards S4HANA.
Absolutely. And for you, the listener, the pain points here are just huge. We hear it all the time. The conversion is risky. It's incredibly expensive.
Right.
And often, just because of how organizations work, it has to happen at the worst possible time, like right at the financial year end.
Yeah, peak stress time.
Exactly. And if it goes wrong, you're looking at, well, potentially serious delays in closing the books. So it's not if you move, it's how you take the fear out of it.
And what's interesting is how those high stakes are pushing innovation, specifically around mitigating that risk.
Mm.
We're looking at one tool today, Reflex, which is a good case study for this whole approach. Its core message is pretty simple, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's about giving you a safety net. Yeah? Mitigate the risk, gain control.
Okay, but let's be real. Adding any new tool adds complexity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it takes resources, especially when you're already in a massive transformation. Why aren't SAP's own tools or just standard consulting enough? What's the technical sticking point here?
Well, the sticking point really comes down to what FlexGL lets you do that classic FI just couldn't. Things mm-hmm. like parallel accounting, much better segment reporting. And the key mechanism for that is something called document splitting.
Document splitting.
Yeah. So in classic FI, a journal entry was, just one entry. But in FlexGL, that same entry gets sort of virtually split based on different reporting characteristics, like a profit center or a business segment.
Ah.
And if you mess up those splitting rules, your internal reports, like segment reports, suddenly won't match your main balance sheet. It's a fundamental break.
Right, a potential disaster. So how does a tool like Reflex actually tackle that risk? You mentioned speed, volume, repetition. I guess loading huge amounts of historical data is key. Why is that so important before go live?
You just can't validate complex new rules with simple test data. It won't work. You need your actual messy historical data, years of it sometimes.
Yeah.
Reflex is built to load those massive volumes quickly into a test environment. But honestly, that's just table stakes. The real game changer is being able to do repetitive data refreshes.
Repetitive refreshes.
Yeah, and doing all that splitting and rule testing without ever touching the live operational classic FI system. That's the core idea.
Okay, now that sounds interesting for the finance and IT teams listening. That enables genuine parallel simulations, right?
Exactly.
You can test the new FlexGL setup again and again, maybe every week, with fresh data pulled from the live system.
Mm-hmm. Like a series of dress rehearsals.
Right. You run tests, find errors, fix the rules, reload the data, test again, all while classic FI just keeps running totally undisturbed.
It's that iterative cycle, that non-disruptive testing loop that really de-risks the whole thing.
And that repetition, that directly hits the fear of what happens after go live, doesn't it?
It does. You mentioned the document splitting rules. Imagine you go live and find out a critical rule is wrong.
Yeah, nightmare scenario. Weeks of bad reports.
Potentially. But the promise here is identify the documents hit by the bad rule, fix the rule, and then specifically reload and reprocess only those affected documents.
Okay, so turning a potential catastrophe into more of a manageable hiccup.
Precisely. It's about targeted correction, not a full rollback.
So it simplifies the setup and gives you that control, that flexibility you need. It makes sure the data is right and lets you handle errors quickly. It changes the whole migration from this one big, scary, all-or-nothing event
into something more incremental, more manageable, based on actual testing. Yeah, and if you zoom out, solutions like this, focusing on lower risk and more control, they're vital because, let's face it, complexity and fear are huge roadblocks in finance transformation. Often, it's not the tech itself holding companies back. It's the sheer anxiety about messing up the core financial system.
So wrapping this up, what does this mean for you listening? We know migration fear can stall S4 journeys for years. People delay because the risk just feels too high. So maybe the final thought is this, but could specialized tools, ones that really focus on enabling safe, repetitive testing and easy error correction, tools offering truly non-disruptive parallel runs. Could they be the missing piece for you if you're struggling with those complex SAP timelines?
Finding that control might be the key to finally getting unstuck.